Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval, terms apply.
Save big money on your next project with help from Menards. Move water where you need it quickly with a Barracuda sump pump. Sump pumps keep your basement dry when big storms hit unexpectedly. Get a half horsepower cast iron Barracuda sump pump on sale now through May 5th. Hurry into Menards. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Heyo! Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, the business podcast that gives you the tools, the strategies, the steps, the tips, the resources to build the business you want. Every week, we deliver a deep dive lesson from the real world to get you where you need to be. As always, I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA and Webinar Ninja. And today's episode is part two of our two-part lesson on how to relaunch your product. If you have not listened to part one of this lesson, pause this episode right now and listen to part one. It's important you listen to part one first. If you're all listened up, then let's get going. In part one, I share with you, we at Webinar Ninja are going through a launch right now. So I'm essentially sharing the steps to our launch plan in this two-part lesson. In part one, we covered the pre-launch. This is where we did all the planning and scripting to make sure our pre-launch, our launch, and our post-launch go smoothly. Today, we're going to be covering those other three phases, the pre-launch, launch, and post-launch. Again, just a quick reminder, we've created a nifty free downloadable guide that goes along with this two-part lesson. It's called the Complete Product Launch Guide, and you can get it at 100mba.net/launch guide. Now, in each of the four phases of the launch, we have a set of to-dos. Now, in part one of this lesson, we covered the pre-launch to-dos that totaled 9. Again, the bulk of the hard work is done then. But there's plenty to do in the three other phases. The pre-launch is where you go live on a lot of the emails and the tasks you put together in the pre-launch. The launch is where you make your offer available and track your progress towards your launch goal. Remember, we set a launch goal in part one of this lesson. This happens in the pre-launch. And in the post-launch, we capitalize on the momentum of the launch to turn warm leads and latecomers into customers. This is where we actually tip over the edge to reach our launch goal. And again, in each of these phases, there's a set of to-dos. I'll be sharing them with you in today's lesson. So let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by Earth Class Mail. When you're starting a business, one of the first things you need is a business address. So you can register your business, you can open up a bank account for your business, and you want to make sure your customers don't show up to your front door. Earth Class Mail provides you with a professional address for your business. Not only do they do that, but they scan all the mail that goes to that address and they upload it to your account in the cloud. That means no more physical mail. You can pay invoices and everything right from your account, anywhere you are, on your mobile device, on your computer, anywhere. Get a free month of Earth Class Mail to give it a shot. Just go to earthclassmail.com/MBA month. And use coupon code MBA month. Again, that's earthclassmail.com/MBA month, coupon code MBA month. Today's episode is also sponsored by SumoMe. Build your email list now. SumoMe installs right on your website and allows visitors to your website to give their email address so you can build a relationship with them and launch your new product to them. We talk about this in this two-part lesson. It couldn't be easier. We've been using SumoMe for the last 2 years. Absolutely love it. And you can get it for free right now by just going to 100mba.net/sumome. Again, that's 100mba.net/sumome. All right, let's jump into phase two of the launch, the pre-launch. Now, don't let the name pre-launch fool you. This is where the launch actually begins. Your offer or new product is not available just yet, But this is where the excitement begins. This is where you begin your sizzle. For example, when Apple launches a new iPhone, the day they reveal it and they have that grand keynote, it's not the day that the phone is actually available for sale. They usually accept pre-orders a few days later. The whole point of the pre-launch is to create an event, a buzz around your new product. This is why we give the pre-launch the time it needs. I like to give it a week of pre-launch, before we actually open the doors and allow people to buy the product. In this week, I slowly reveal more information and add more value to the audience as we lead up to launch day. Now, before we get into all the to-dos of phase two, pre-launch, a word about running a special deal for the launch. I personally think you should create some sort of incentive for your audience to buy during the launch. Create some sort of special offer. Now, this can be a discounted price, a great price that is not normally offered, and after the launch, the price will be at a higher rate. Or you can include a bonus that will only be available to those who buy during the launch. This can be an accessory. This could be an extra option. This can even be cosmetic, like a special edition cover to your book, or a different color palette option for a software. Or it could be a supplemental course. The point here is that we're incentivizing people to buy during the launch to create more buzz. All right, so let's get into the to-dos of the pre-launch. To-do number one, you're going to go live on your launch page. Remember that launch page we created in the pre-launch? This is where you collect all your opt-ins, all the people that are going to be interested in your new product. Up to this point, this page is unpublished. It's not available to the public. Now you're making it public. You're letting people know, hey, this is coming in a week. You can put a countdown timer if you like. You could put a video on that page like we mentioned. But the point here is that you're letting people know if you want more information, if you want to learn more about this new product, if you want to learn how this product can help you, and if you want to add more value by giving more instruction around that idea about that topic. Like for example, for us, we're going to be giving a lot of great value about how to do better at webinars, how to get better attendees, not just more attendees, but better attendees. How to man the webinar on your own. You don't need somebody along with you if you do it right. How to field questions, how to put together your webinar. You get the point. We're encouraging people to sign up for all that great value on the launch page. So we're going to make that page live now. To-do number two, we're going to send that pre-scripted email where we ask our current list members, people that are on our list, to share the launch page with their friends. Now, obviously, we can't send this email until the launch page is live. So this is to-do number two. So again, we scripted an email telling your existing list, hey guys, I'm launching this product. I need your help. Spread the word. Tell your friends and family to head on over to this launch page for more information. So hit send on that email. To-do number three. In to-do number three, we're going to turn on automation for the four email opt-ins that happen on the launch page. Remember, people sign up on the launch page, they get an instant email that says, hey, thanks for joining this list, here's some value, here's a little bit about the product. That's email number one, but we have three other emails in that four email sequence. And what we're going to do is set up an automation. Now, these emails are already scripted in the pre-launch. Now we just got to make sure that they go out properly. What we want to do here is that when people sign up for that launch page, they'll automatically get these emails. Now, creating this automation sequence is quite easy. You can do it with any email marketing provider. Today, one of our sponsors is Constant Contact. They're giving away a free month, a free trial, so you can check them out. This basically will automatically send your four emails in that sequence to the subscribers at a preset time. Now, again, you're going to want that first email to be sent as soon as they subscribe, as soon as they sign up on that launch page. It's sort of like a confirmation email, the first goodie, their first piece of value. And then you want to schedule the rest to go out throughout launch week. I like to schedule these emails to spread out about 7 days during my pre-launch, with the last email being scheduled on launch day with the offer and the call to action to take people up on the launch offer. All right, to-do number four is a final check, a final inspection of your product. You want to make sure your product actually delivers. You want to go through the whole product, whether it's a course, an ebook, a software, a physical product like a t-shirt. It doesn't matter. You got to make sure that the experience of purchasing this product works. That means you're going to have to make a test sale where you buy your own product to make sure the process is flawless. Even if there are no mistakes, look at how you can improve that process to make it more efficient. This is your last chance to make sure that everybody is happy on launch day. All right, to-do number five, the final to-do in the pre-launch. 2 days before launch day, check your progress towards your launch goal. Are you on track? Is there anything you can do to promote your launch page more, whether it's Facebook ads, podcast appearances, guest blogging? What can you do to get closer to your goal? You have to track your progress. How far out are you from reaching your goal? Remember in part one, we talk about reverse engineering your goal to understand how many opt-ins you need in order to know how many sales you're going to be able to have depending on how well you convert. So before your launch, 2 days before your launch, you want to check your progress and see if there's anything you can do to make sure you're on track. All right, let's move into phase three, launch. Okay, it's launch time. It's time to sell. This is the time where you actually reveal your product and you open it up for sale. You open up the cart. This is a lot of fun, a lot of excitement. Launch day is great. It's tiring, but it is so much fun. Now, before we get into the to-dos, know that you've pretty much done everything you can at this point to make sure you've had a good launch. So you're going to have to try to enjoy yourself a little bit. There are a few tweaks and things you can do to improve your results, and we'll talk about that during this phase as well as the post-launch. But pretty much 80% of your success depends on everything you've done up to this point. So knowing that, enjoy launch. Make it a party. Even if you're just in your home office, get some pizzas, put some music on, enjoy the day. To-do number one, you're going to email your list, your existing list and your launch list, and let them know the new product and offer is available. You may have had this as a sequence email. If you haven't, make sure you send that out. It's live. Make sure you have a call to action. Tell them where they can buy the product. Tell them the bonuses they're getting. Tell them the special offer. Tell them when the offer is going to be over to create some sort of urgency here. Tell them why this is so revolutionary and how it's going to help them and solve their problem in a specific area. All right, to-do number two, send a second email on the second day to your launch lists. Again, launch list, existing list. Some people don't check their email every single day, so they may miss the first one. Make sure day two you send it out. Now, depending on how long your launch is, some people do 3 days, 4 days. Personally, I like to do a three-day launch. But what I like to do on the last day of the launch, and this is to-do number three, is hold a Q&A webinar on that last day to answer any questions about the product or the process of buying this product or anything. You want to make sure that you're an open book and you can answer any questions. So invite everybody on your list, say, hey, we're doing an open Q&A. And you may want to even incentivize them. Tell them you're going to give a free gift to those who join that Q&A. And remember, this is question and answer. You're going to answer any questions about the product. You may want to spend 15 minutes giving a quick demo at the start of the product. It doesn't matter if it's a physical product or a soft product, like a software or a course. Show them inside the course area. Show them the software. After 15 minutes of demo, let them ask as many questions as they'd like and answer every single one of them. Make sure they know the offer. You can put the offer right into the webinar page with Webinar Ninja. Shameless plug if you want to use Webinar Ninja to run this Q&A webinar. We also have a separate questions area, so it doesn't get lost in the chat. But this is a great way to wrap up the launch with a Q&A because some people really want to buy. They have a few questions. They have a few rebuttals that they have, and they just wanted those answered. And most of them are pretty easy to answer, and it's an easy way to convert somebody into a customer. So I highly recommend you run a Q&A webinar on the last day of your launch. And then to-do number four, send the last email to get the launch deal. Whether that's just a few hours before it's all over, like 3 hours to go, this gives people that sense of urgency. I got to get the launch deal now. And that's pretty much all the to-dos for the launch. Just a quick note when it comes to launch, if you're on a small team where you don't have like a customer service manager where you're handling all the customer service tickets, you got to be on top of customer service during the launch. Make sure people's questions are answered. Make sure that they feel comfortable and supported when they buy. Because people talk. People will say, hey, their customer service is great. You should definitely buy this product. So customer service is so important during the launch. Make sure that your response time is super on point. You may even want to hire somebody for launch to help you out with this, even if it's just temporarily. But when people get an answer instantly from their email or within the hour, they can really tell that they made the right choice purchasing from you, that you're going to take care of them. That kind of seals the deal, and it really helps you, you know, lower your refund rate and your churn if you have a reoccurring revenue stream or reoccurring membership. Guys, we still have one more phase in the launch, the post-launch. But before that, let's give a little love to today's sponsors. Today's episode is sponsored by Constant Contact. If you're looking to create interactive content that drives engagement from your customers, look no further. because no one makes it easier for small businesses to get a big email response than Constant Contact. Unlike other solutions, Constant Contact has a smooth drag-and-drop design, real-time formatting, and professional-looking templates, which provide the most simplified editing experience possible. If it's simple, you will use it. And because their email templates are built to be mobile responsive, you can rest easy knowing that all your emails will look just as great on the small screens as they do on the big ones. Best of all, Constant Contact offers free live coaching, on the phone, online, and even in your neighborhood. So if you ever have a question or need a little marketing advice, there's always someone there to help. This is huge. With a tool as powerful as Constant Contact, you don't need to be a marketing expert to see results. You'll see results as significant as $44 back for every dollar spent. See how you can be a better email marketer. Sign up for a free trial at constantcontact.com/podcast. That's constantcontact.com/podcast. Today's episode is also sponsored by USAA. USAAjobs.com has over 200 jobs available right now. When you join USAA, you become part of a thriving community committed to going above for those who've gone beyond, the men and women of the U.S. military and their families. And in order to play a role on their team, you don't have to be connected to the military yourself. You just need to share their passion for serving their members. USAA provides employees with an award-winning benefits package, work-life balance and wellness programs, tuition assistance and continuing education, on-site fitness and recreational facilities, and more. There are core campuses in San Antonio, Dallas, Phoenix, Tampa, Colorado Springs, and Chesapeake, along with remote positions throughout the country. USAA is looking for customer service reps, insurance adjusters, mortgage processors and closers, designers, developers, analysts, interns, and more. Again, there's over 200 jobs available right now at usaajobs.com. Be a part of an organization that believes in you. Find your purpose at USAA, visit usaajobs.com, and join the team. Apply today. All right, the final phase of the launch process is the post-launch. The whole point of the post-launch is to capitalize on the momentum of the launch and those who missed the launch offer. Now, we've launched so many products in the past, and believe me, as soon as the launch is over, there are so many emails that come in from people that say, "Oh, I missed it. I just saw these emails now. I'm really sorry. Is there any way I can get this offer?" That's low-hanging fruit. That's an easy conversion to sale. And this is what we're going to do in the post-launch. I like to do a post-launch offer that's not as good as the launch offer, but it's still a good offer. It's still better than retail price. But it's only good for 48 hours after the launch. So this is an alternative offer that happens for 48 hours after the launch is over. Again, this offer can be a discount. Now, if you had a discount in the launch, then it's not going to be as big of a discount. It could be a bonus, a different bonus. The point here is that it's still a deal, not as good as the launch deal, but better than retail price. So let's go through the to-dos. There's three to-dos in the post-launch. To-do number one is send an email to all non-customers, people that did not buy during the launch. And you're going to send them that post-launch offer. Easy way to find out who did not buy is to just go to your payment processor and export everybody who's bought during that launch deal. Create an Excel sheet, and then upload that list to your email marketing software like Constant Contact. And then when you send that email, just say, "Everybody except these people." You create a segment, basically, and you tell the email marketing software that I want to send everybody on my lists except those people that are on this list because they bought. So that's to-do number one. To-do number two is to send a last email to non-customers the day after. So this is the second day. This is the end of the 48 hours. Maybe you want to do the last 2 hours. And just say, "Hey, here's the post-launch deal. Sorry you missed the launch deal, but here's a special little deal that's still better than if you just bought it straight from our sales page." And of course, you're going to want to reply to everybody who's emailed you and said, "Hey, I missed the offer. Is there anything you could do for me?" This is what you could do for them, the post-launch offer. All right, and finally, to-do number three, the last to-do, is evaluate. How did the launch go? Did you hit your goal? By how much did you miss your goal, or by how much did you exceed it? You need to evaluate now that the launch is all said and done. Now, your business is still going, right? You're still selling the product, but the launch was an exciting time and you had a goal. Now, a note about launch goals. It's always better to aim higher than lower with your goals. Here's a little secret. I don't like hitting my goals. If I've hit my goals, that means it wasn't ambitious enough. You need to shoot higher. So even if you didn't hit that goal, you just missed it, that's a good sign. That means you're stretching yourself. Be content that you put in all the work and did the best you can with your launch. If you go through all the steps, all the to-dos that we've covered in this two-part lesson, you should be good to go. you have a detailed launch plan now, a plan I wish I had, one I've searched for and haven't found, so I created for you. And don't forget, we created that nifty free downloadable guide that goes along with this two-part lesson. It's called the Complete Product Launch Guide, and you can get it for free over at 100mba.net/launch guide. All right, that wraps up today's lesson. That wraps up today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you love the show, do us a favor and leave us an iTunes rating and review. We want to hear from you. It takes 2 seconds, even if you just hit subscribe and give us a star rating. We really appreciate it. But if you can write us a little message too in the review, that'd be great as well. If you want to learn more about how to leave us a review, just go to 100mba.net/show. All the instructions are right there. Or you could just search us on iTunes. Just write the $100 MBA. If you just write $100, we'll show up. $100, and just click the button that says give a review. Thank you so much in advance for that. We really appreciate it. Now that your product is launched, or relaunched in our case, what now? Well, this business still keeps on going. You got to still serve your customers. You got to get new customers. You got to continue to market. You have to have a marketing plan. And in my experience over the years in business, business has changed tremendously over time. But there's one way to market that really moves the needle. It's not a quick solution. It's not going to get you millions of customers overnight. But it's a marketing solution that works. I'm going to share it with you and how to do it in next week's episode. So tune in for that. Hit subscribe so you get it automatically. All right, that's it for me today, guys. But before I go, I want to leave you with this. Launching a product is a long process. You know, we're working on our launch process and we're 2 months out from actually releasing Webinar Ninja 5.0. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of stress. It's a lot of excitement. So make sure you make it a priority to get enough sleep, to eat right, and to get in some exercise. This is hard because you're really busy and you're crunching on time. I know that. I know how it feels. But you got to make a priority so you don't neglect your body, so you don't get sick, so you don't get tired. If you're out of order, it's going to be really hard for you to actually launch on time. Take care of yourself. Take care of your health while you're in this process. All right. I'll check you in Monday's episode. I'll see you then. Take care.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.